This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. A strike on a residential building in Damascus, Syria, Saturday killed four members of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Iran said, blaming Israel. The IRGC confirmed the deaths in a statement on Iranian media. Syrian state television said the building, which was destroyed in the mid-morning strike, was in a neighborhood of the Syrian capital where several embassies are located. There was no immediate comment from Israel, which rarely acknowledges its actions in Syria. The strike came as Israel hit targets across Gaza on Saturday. Hours after a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. President Joe Biden Friday played down his disagreement with Netanyahu over a future Palestinian state as a political goal in post-war Gaza. Speaking to reporters Friday at the White House, Biden said there are different ways to approach the issue.
The biggest strategic
obviously, some technical difficulties with that sound. Iran says it has conducted a satellite launch into its highest orbit yet, the latest for a program the West fears improves Tehran's ballistic missile capabilities. The announcement on Iran state television Saturday said the launch was part of Iran's Revolutionary Guard space program. The United States has previously said Iran's satellite launches defy a U.N. Security Council resolution and called on Tehran to undertake no activity involving ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. U.N. sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program expired last October. The U.S. intelligence community's 2023 worldwide threat assessment said the development of satellite launch vehicles shortens the timeline for Iran to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile. Dutch police report they've intercepted the country's largest ever haul of ketamine worth tens of millions of dollars, with drug seizures hitting record highs in the Netherlands. This is VOA News. This week, the United States relisted Yemen's Houthi rebels as a specifically designated global terrorist group and carried out multiple strikes on targets in Yemen following weeks of attacks by the Houthis on merchant vessels and U.S. ships in the Red Sea region. Augusta University Intelligence and Security Studies Director Craig Albert spoke with VOA's Global Crisis Program about the dangers of these developments.
Poland has become a
I apologize. We seem to have a technical difficulty with that report. Poland has been rocked by a political crisis with public protests over the country's new elected government moved quickly and when the country's newly elected government moved quickly to reverse actions taken by the previously right-wing Law and Justice Party during its eight-year rule. VOA's Eastern European chief Miroslava Gonzaga has that story from Warsaw. I apologize. We have a technical difficulty with that story as well. Chinese state media reports 13 students have died after a fire broke out in dorms at a boarding school for elementary students in central Henan province. A teacher told state-backed media outlet Zhongguan that all 13 students who died in the blaze were third graders. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV says one person rescued from the scene was taken to a local hospital. The broadcaster says the fire started Friday and was put out just before midnight at the Yinghai School in a rural district in central Henan. The boarding school caters primarily to students in the elementary grades. Computer and software giant Microsoft says state-backed Russian hackers broke into its corporate email system and accessed accounts of the company's executives. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The hope is that...
I apologize, there are problems with that story as well. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.